Resolution 2007 regarding access to blood glucose meters. At the National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention, members recognized the importance of advocating for accessible technology so that blind and visually impaired diabetics would have the means to self-manage their diabetes. The following resolution was passed, stating that the NFB supports and commends the work of companies developing accessible technology for diabetes. Whereas diabetics need to measure the level of glucose in their blood accurately in order to control their diabetes and to reduce the risk of diabetic complications, and whereas tens of thousands of diabetics need non-visual access to blood glucose meters because diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults of working age in the United States, with thousands losing their vision each year. And whereas the need for non-visual access is even greater because many blind and visually impaired senior citizens become diabetic and many diabetic senior citizens lose vision, either temporarily or permanently, from causes other than diabetes. And whereas the ultimate solution to this impediment to independent self-care is to create affordable, accessible meters by adding speech technology and accessibility features to all new blood glucose meters developed for sale in the United States. And whereas diabetics with vision have access to a dizzying array of state-of-the-art glucose testing technology with advanced features, such as shorter test times, smaller blood sampling requirements, and portable size, and some products such as the Prodigy line, made by Diagnostic Devices, including the Basic and the AutoCode, are even making use of voice technology to speak the blood glucose level immediately following a test, but are nevertheless not truly accessible to blind diabetics. And whereas Roche Diagnostics, the leading provider of accessible diabetes testing technology available to blind and visually impaired diabetics in the United States for nearly a decade, recently took a disrespectful and cavalier approach to the needs of their loyal blind customers by discontinuing their decade-old VoiceMate system before introducing another accessible alternative. And whereas, in contrast, Diagnostic Devices Incorporated, maker of the Prodigy line, took a more positive approach by seeking guidance from blind diabetics in the National Federation of the Blind in the development of an even more accessible meter called the Prodigy Voice. And whereas BBI Healthcare, distributors of the SensoCard Plus, a talking meter popular with blind diabetics in the United Kingdom, Australia, and Europe, where it has been available for years, has recently applied to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, for approval to market the SensoCard Plus in the United States. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind in convention assembled the 6th day of July 2007 in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, that this organization applaud and commend the developers of the Prodigy Voice for their exemplary commitment to making affordable and accessible blood glucose meters, their willingness to seek input of blind consumers, and their success in integrating this device to create a glucose meter which blind people can use independently. And be it further resolved that this organization urged the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to expedite the approval of the SensoCard Plus, in addition to any other blood glucose meters that enhance the access of blind users for marketing in the United States, consistent with best practices and safety standards. And be it further resolved that this organization established non-visual accessibility certification standards for diabetes technology to promote the development of truly accessible products.